miraculous Sullivan escaped the rescue unharmed. The number of kidnappings in South Africa has risen 264% over the last decade, but few involve ransoms. George Williams reporting.
Former President Biden delivered a speech the other day complaining about all President Trump had done in his first 100 days in office, even though Mr. Trump had been in office for only 85 days. And on Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures down 87 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, if you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The man convicted in the rape and murder of Harford County mother of five, Rachel Morin, will undergo an evaluation and background investigation before sentencing. Maryland's maximum penalty for first-degree premeditated murder is life without parole, and under state law, Victor Martinez Hernandez is subject to a background investigation to determine if there's information for the judge to consider. Johns Hopkins University says today 37 grad students and recent graduates have had their visas revoked by the federal government. According to a local paper, the number was announced Tuesday during a live stream for those who have a Johns Hopkins email address. The university says it will continue to host live streams regarding federal actions and directives related to research, student financial aid, and anti-discrimination policies, including Title VI. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, what to do about this baseball team? The Birds stand at 6-10 now after last night's 6-3 loss to the Guardians. Charlie Morton disappointing again. The manager shook up the lineup, moving Gunnar to clean up, putting Westberg up top. But it wouldn't be a terrible idea to put said Mullins back up there.
Mullins up into the jet stream. It's going to go. Cedric Mullins will touch them all. He had the Orioles' first walk, first hit, and now their first RBI and run scored.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mullins shot, though, coming in the seventh, with the Birds down 6-0. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta addressing the media yesterday in terms of the upcoming NFL draft. DaCosta explaining why the draft is the lifeblood of this organization.
We're going to be in a situation where, you know, salary cap is critical. And so for us, young talent, the influx of young players every single year, competing to make the roster, I think, is really important now.
Round one of the draft, 1 week from tomorrow night in Green Bay. Ravens with the 27th pick in the first round. They've got 11 overall. Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world is going on with Charlie Morton? And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets. Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We're feeling a little bit of a chill today, but not for very long. Warmer weather the rest of the week. Partly cloudy and breezy today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's even warmer, 76 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 47 degrees in Westminster, 50 in Easton, and 47 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. You know, did you hear about the weather, Producer Brian? Did you hear about this? If you have plants outdoors in the Baltimore region, you might want to bring them inside this evening because it's going to get so cold. I really want to know, when has it ever been this cold? Down as far as April 16th. We're mid-April. It is freezing. I want answers. You know, is there a manager I can speak to? What is going on? It's too cold. All right, I'm not going to complain about that because things could be worse. I could be stuck in El Salvadorian prison, right? I'm not even trying to laugh at this anymore, but now it's becoming very comical, okay? Now it's becoming very comical because I look at this situation and I'm like, wait a minute. If time and time again, the Trump administration is saying that they cannot do anything in regards to Mr. Garcia, like even when he comes back into the U.S., we're already being told by Stephen Miller, President Trump, AG Bondi, just the entire administration, even especially Tom Holman, they're already saying, regardless, even if Senator Chris Van Hollen or Senator Cory Booker, even if they are able to bring Mr. Garcia back, they're going to deport him again. So why would you waste the money, the resources, the time, the effort? Why would you do all of these things? I'll tell you why. Because there's political advantages. That's what this is about. We've got career politicians that are looking for photo ops, and they believe this is the best way to get one. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, if you're in the Democrat Party, an elected official, or, you know, just in the party in general, I think the best thing to hang your hat on right now is what happened to the Pennsylvania governor, right? Governor Josh Shapiro had his house targeted by a psycho. You had Molotov cocktails thrown through windows. This person was on the premises with a hammer, ready to, as he put it, beat the governor. His family was in the home. The governor then comes out and says, enough is enough. Like, if I were a Democrat elected official, I would be going to Pennsylvania and having the photo op with Josh Shapiro. I would not be pushing this whole thing with Mr. Garcia. I wouldn't do it. At the end of the day, it's a no-win situation. You're not going to be able to bring him back to America. This has already been explained by multiple people, even the president of El Salvador. It's just not going to happen. On top of this, and I got my popcorn ready, I don't know about you guys, but on top of this, when Senator Chris Van Hollen and gang, when they get down to El Salvador, they have no idea if they're going to be welcomed. They have no idea on whether or not anybody is going to be willing to speak to them. Because think about it. If you were the president of El Salvador and you were just in the Oval Office with, you know, the commander in chief, right? Would you then say, oh, well, let me go ahead and take this meeting with Senator Chris Van Hollen or Senator Cory Booker? No, you wouldn't do it. You're above that. You're beyond them. And if I were the president of El Salvador, as soon as they arrived to that prison, I would be telling my guys, don't let them on the premise. Don't do it. They have nothing to lose by telling Senator Chris Van Hollen to go home. This is going to be ugly for him. And I don't, look, you know what's so crazy about this? I was listening to an interview this morning with Congressman Glenn Ivey. And Congressman Glenn Ivey, he revealed a couple of different things in this interview. He said, first and foremost, he still has no idea whether or not Mr. Garcia is attached to MS-13 in any way, right? Has no idea. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has said time and time again, I even saw a couple of documents floating around on X, they're saying he absolutely had ties to MS-13. But then you have the congressman, you have Senator Chris Van Hollen, you have all these people that say, well, I'm not so sure, but, you know, his family is, you know, they're telling me that he has no connection to MS-13. I bet they are. You think they're going to be serious and tell you the truth? Come on, man. These guys, it's comical in a way, but not, right? Because, you know, we shouldn't be wasting our time doing any of those things. We have serious issues here in this country, serious issues. And here we've got all these people grandstanding. They want the photo ops. And I will say, I see a lot of people talking about this online. Even Democrats aren't excited about this photo op. And there are a lot of people pointing out, you know, we have these American hostages in Gaza. Did you see Senator Chris Van Hollen jump up for that? Did Senator Cory Booker jump up for that? No, they didn't go get those hostages in Gaza. That was actually Congressman Cory Mills flew his plane over there and was able to retrieve a few hostages. And then what did we do? We had to wait for President Trump to take office for Hamas to release a few hostages. And this is still ongoing. And even further than that, you had Senator Chris Van Hollen. He won't admit it, but he has said some things in the recent past that could be classified as anti-Semitic. You could. He clearly is not very fond of Israel. He's not very fond of the Jewish community. He has made that known many times. I do believe, and I know this might be taking a step too far for some people, but when anyone says that they are looking for a two-state solution in Israel, I want to think I know exactly where you sit on this issue. Because it has already been well known and made known for a very long time that there is no way possible for a two-state solution. And so to me, if you say that, that is because you honestly, deep down, could most likely be anti-Israel. Let's just be perfectly honest. I know they're not going to be honest about it. I know that they are not. But I'm going to be honest about it. That's how I see it. And so now you've got Senator Chris Van Hollen here going down to El Salvador. He did have some comments on it yesterday because I was asking, Brian the producer, wasn't I asking yesterday why he didn't just go down to the Oval Office and just speak to the president of El Salvador himself? Well, he actually responded to that. Take a listen.
I saw the comments of President Bukele, and I look forward to meeting with him. I've requested to meet with him. I reached out to the ambassador here to ask to meet while he's here. But I've also made clear if we can't meet here, I do intend to go to El Salvador to discuss the release of this individual who is illegally detained, a Maryland man who's the father of three in a notorious prison in El Salvador. And I believe the president of El Salvador will recognize why it's important to allow him to return to the United States of America, because it is absolutely unjust and illegal to have this Marylander detained one more day in a notorious prison in El Salvador. Of course, President Trump could have just said, you know, bring him home. Of course, he could have done that. But this is an administration that has lied about Mr. Abrego Garcia, right? The vice president of the United States tweeted out that he had a criminal record. That was a lie. They're just lying. They've gotten caught lying. They don't want to admit it. And they have an obligation to bring him home. But I will say the president of El Salvador should not now take it upon himself to say that he is detaining him for one more day, because that is kidnapping. I understand that the attorney general said that we would provide a plane to bring him home. So all the president of El Salvador has to do now is hand over and release an innocent man and let him come home to his family.
Wow, wow, wow. Look at that. Senator Chris Van Hollen has such a big heart, doesn't he? He does. As my producer just pointed out, he still hasn't made any comments about the mother of five, Rachel Warren, and the fact that she is now dead with five children missing their mother. And of course, her mother and all of her family and friends just wrapped up a trial where Victor Martinez Hernandez has now been sentenced to life in prison and charged with her murder. He hasn't talked about that at all. And again, that's, you know, he's a senator, so he's statewide. So Rachel would be one of his constituents, right? Her family members, those are all his constituents. He hasn't mentioned any of that. He didn't mention all the American hostages in Gaza when all that was going down. Matter of fact, he threw some gasoline on the flames. And he didn't quite care at all about the attack that happened October 7th in Israel. But this is what we're dealing with, right? We're looking at somebody that really just wants to make a name for themselves, and they feel as though that this is the way that they can do it. And he's hoping not to get any backlash. Now, he noted there that he said President Trump, as far as he knows, the Trump administration, they were lying and they told these lies about having a criminal record. I went back, because of course I looked at that audio there that you just listened to. I looked back online yesterday, last night, and I couldn't see where they said that he had a criminal record. But I did see, of course, where he said, where many in the administration said that he had ties to MS-13. And so when I said that there were documents floating around on X, there are. There are documents floating around. Apparently, he was in court for something previously, and there was a witness or somebody that was involved with the case that said that he had ties to MS-13. And so because of that, why on earth is Chris Van Hollen digging his heels in the fact that he's saying that he has no criminal history? Well, you know, why was he in court in the first place? Why was he there in the first place? You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really make any sense. And as I mentioned, Congressman Glenn Ivey, he admitted this morning that they have no idea whether or not this guy has ties to MS-13. Where then you have Stephen Miller and others saying, yes, he definitely has ties to MS-13. So who are you the one to believe right now? And that's what they're hoping, right? Chris Van Hollen and friends, they're hoping that they have muddied the water so much. They're hoping that you believe that they're all liars in the Trump administration and you're just going to go with their story. That is what they're hoping. I've got Craig in Freeland. Good morning, Craig. You want to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, I want to start off with one thing. You were complaining about the weather, and you said, you know, is there some manager?
Yeah.
Yes, there is. The Almighty God, and you can pray to him anytime. Now, he's going to do what he's going to do.
Right, right.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
But secondly, about Senor Garcia. He is home now. He was never home here. I mean, I don't know about his, whether he really had ties to MS-13, but he was here uninvited. He was here without permission. So he had no business being here. And so whatever got him pointed out to ICE, even if it was just some serendipitous occasion, he got on their radar and they moved him out. I hope. And you know, so for Van Hollen to say he needs to be brought back home, this was never his home. He was a squatter, maybe. He was a trespasser, maybe. He was a breaking and entering, maybe. But nothing like being home. And there's just no way. I'm hoping that Spartacus and Chris will run their mouths down there, you know, and tell Bukele, you know, you need to do this and that. And Bukele's going to say, well, you're talking about telling me to commit crime. Lock you up. You stay here for a while and see if our consulate will go down. You know, we went down to Mexico, you know, back in the 1800s to rescue some Marines that were detained in Mexico. Let's see if the Trump administration would go down there and get these two yo-yos out. If El Salvador decides that they're trying to, you know, cause trouble, start riots, commit crimes, or entice, you know, the El Salvadorian administration to commit a crime.
Yeah,
I would love it if they're kept down there for a while.
Yeah, so, I mean,
spend some time down there.
Yeah, maybe they would learn a lesson. Craig, great point. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope that you have a great rest of your week. We're going to continue this conversation when we get back from break. But real quick, I want to talk to RBC Wealth Management and the guru here of when it comes to the morning market flash, Tim Herb. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I don't know about a guru.
No, look, there's a lot of people. I get texts all the time that love the fact that you weigh in. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, of course. Hopefully I just add some commentary and some perspective for your investors on your morning show, Kim. And if anything, they walk away with some knowledge and insight about the markets, the economy, maybe investing in general. And so I'm glad to be part of your show. Sorry I missed you guys on Monday. I was actually doing a bit of traveling earlier this week in North Carolina, returning back, of course, here today, but I am going to be on tomorrow, Thursday, just so you know, Kim, for your listeners. I think you know that as well. So I'll be here 3 days this week, today, tomorrow, and then Friday, even though the stock stock market is closed, Kim, just for your listeners, in observance of Good Friday. I'm still going to chime in Friday morning and hopefully add some additional commentary on the overall market. So today, unfortunately, I know you say, well, Tim, do we have some bad news? You know, I think you can look at all this tariff talk and to maybe add a little bit of humor to it. Is it tariffying, Kim, or is it terrific? And some people might say it's terrifying, not terrific. But the markets have been extremely volatile here. Last week, the Dow was up 4.95%. S&P had a 5.7% gain. Last week, both the NASDAQ and Russell indexes were up as well. NASDAQ was up over 7% last week. But then here this week, we're seeing the volatility again. And this morning in particular, Kim, S&P 500 futures are declining about 57 points, which is about 1%. NASDAQ futures down 1.7%, off about 337 points. And the Dow futures are down 145 points, off about 0.3%. Surprisingly, though, retail sales have increased 1.4% last month in the month of March, Kim. That's a greater than expected number. But today we're seeing, again, additional volatility in the technology sector surrounding what? Tariffs, right? And the tech stocks in particular that are involved with the chip makers, in particular NVIDIA, is lower here today, being pressured, as are other global technology chip makers, tied to some of the comments from President Trump. Since Trump announced his reciprocal tariffs back on April 2nd, the major averages are still down more than 4% each. And right now, I think we're seeing this seesaw battle, frankly, Kim, between China and the U.S. This is continuing. We're still trying to kind of navigate these uncharted waters as the tariff activity is being discussed. And yesterday, you know, of course, we had some action coming through, investors talking about global trade tensions, the U.S. announcing tariffs on many countries, including China. But some of these levies were put on hold for 90 days, though I think some of the duties on the Chinese imports were not included in that halt. And over the weekend, President Trump, of course, announcing an exemption on tariffs against smartphone and personal computer PC imports. But then he hinted later that's only temporary. So we're still seeing the tech stocks feeling the pressure, not only the chip makers like NVIDIA, AMD, Micron Technology, but then other big technology names declining here pre-market, Meta Platforms, Google parent Alphabet, and then Tesla, of course, feeling some pressure as well. So we'll have to navigate through this week here. The remainder we only have today and tomorrow, early market close again here with the market being closed Friday for Good Friday, Kim. But I'll keep you all updated and in tune, hopefully, and I'll be back again tomorrow morning for another morning market flash, Kim.
Thank you, Tim.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start, has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about the big trip here for Senator Chris Van Hollen. No, he's not going to Gaza. No, he's not trying to work with Hamas to get the hostages. No! No, he's going to El Salvador. In case you missed it, he's on his way to El Salvador. He thinks he can bring Mr. Garcia home. And when he was asked about this yesterday, he also said that he really just wants to check on his well-being. Right? I mean, just think about it. Think about this right here. You had Hamas. You had Hamas take hostages. And we didn't know at all what was going on. We saw the attack via video and photos on October 7th. We saw where some of the women were being kidnapped. There was blood everywhere. I mean, the whole thing was outrageous. It was incredible. Do you think Senator Chris Van Hollen jumped up to go check the well-being of any of those hostages? Nope. And we had actual evidence that they were being harmed. But he's on his way to El Salvador. And you know what? He got this ticket last minute. Brian, the producer, how much did that cost us? You know, those tickets last minute. You know, those are usually very expensive. I hope he posts a receipt on that one. I've got my friend Keith in Reisterstown. Keith, what say you on this?
Well, I try not to raise my voice with all that's going on, but who's paying the lawyer fees? Does this gentleman or his family get any kind of welfare, Social Security? Is there any kind of, you know, benefits from the government he's getting that no one else gets? And how about Chris Van Hollen? Let's talk about the 16-year-old that was gunned down in Wilkins Avenue. You think he's worried about that family or that kid?
Nope.
It's absolutely amazing. This is why people voted for Trump. We're tired of the BS. We're tired of these politicians playing politics. He's a El Salvador citizen. Let him stay. I'd give the airfare back to the family. Let's do a GoFundMe for the airfare for the family to go back. What do you think?
You know what? That's a better idea, Keith. I'd rather fund that for sure.
Right. And I don't know where all the money come from, the lawyer fees. Who's paying? Oh, we are. That's right. We are. Sorry. We pay for everything, and people are tired of it.
Yep.
I would doge his butt. Let's doge him.
Yeah.
See where his money is earned. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Keith. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend. You know, that brings up another good point here. I hope that Senator Chris Van Hollen and Senator Cory Booker, I hope that they don't have too many skeletons in their closet. Because if you can imagine, there are going to be people very upset, especially on the Republican side of the aisle, that they're deciding to make this trip. And that they're deciding to basically protest what President Trump is doing. And I guarantee you, as long as Chris Van Hollen and Cory Booker's been in office, I can guarantee you there were some kind of shenanigans going on, okay? I mean, these guys, they don't make all this money just by, you know, the $180,000 they earn a year. That's not how this works. So here they are, and I hope they realize they're opening up a can of worms that they most likely don't want to open. But these are the decisions that they're making. Coming up next, I'll get more commentary from you all about this. And, of course, we are going to talk about what's been going on here locally as far as the justice system. I do believe Maryland voters are very close to figuring out that the way they vote isn't in their best interest. And they're right there. They're right there. They're getting close. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Justice Department is suing the state of Maine for not banning transgender athletes from women's and girls' sports. Attorney General Bondi says it's a clear Title IX violation. There's also a presidential executive order that bans transgender athletes from girls' and women's sports. U.S. District Judge ordering the Trump administration to provide more information about the deportation of an illegal alien who had been living in Maryland. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them. The words of President Trump, relayed by the White House press secretary, as the tariff war and the war of words continues between Washington and Beijing. Christians celebrating Holy Week, it is not passing unnoticed at the White House, where this evening there will be a pre-Easter dinner that's on the agenda. More details at srnnews.com.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, I'll give Charlie Morton credit for one thing. He's not afraid to address his issues to the media. The 41-year-old right-hander knocked around again last night in a 6-3 loss to the Guardians at Camden Yards, lasting five, allowing five runs among 10 base runners. In the postgame, Morton was frank.
My curveball has always just been the pitch that is the equalizer for me. It's the pitch that separates me from other guys that have similar stuff. And right now, I mean, I looked it up. I think they're hitting like 450 against my curveball with slug, hard hit.
On the season, Morton's ERA 884, highest of any qualifying starter in the major leagues. Ravens hosted the media yesterday for their annual pre-draft press conference. It took 18 minutes before Eric DaCosta was asked point blank, is it worth it drafting a kicker?
Is it worth it? I think it's worth it, sure. I mean, there's been some great kickers drafted, and we've drafted a couple punters, but it's worth it if you have the right kicker.
To be continued, no doubt. Caps back on the ice last night on Long Island. Dylan Strome felt right at home.
Mayfield trying to keep it away from Ovechkin. Out front, they score! Dylan Strome, a new career high in goals. Look what I found! 2-0 Washington!
John Walton with the call on Monumental. Strome would add an empty netter for the hat trick. Caps roll 3-1 behind 32 saves from Charlie Lindgren. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland honing in on a new AD. And that is Stein on Sports.
The spring temperature roller coaster continues with much cooler weather today and then warming up the rest of the week. Partly cloudy, breezy, and near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, temperatures upper 30s to low 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, it warms up to 66. Friday's a mild day, 76 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Is your old water heater on its last leg? Replace it before it fails and save up to $1,600 when you choose an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater. BGE also has rebates up to $100 on other appliances. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. We're talking about the biggest news across the nation. Yes, Maryland is, we're the big news story, the big headline of the morning. Feel proud about that. Whenever they mention Maryland, such a small state, we should be proud. We should be proud. Oh, man. Oh, you know what I noticed before I get back into the story here with Chris Van Hollen? And I love the fact that so many people want to weigh in. I'll get to the text line here in just a little bit. Also getting to the callers online. Did you see that Jimmy's Famous Seafood, did you see they put out a new queso? It's like an Old Bay queso. Oh, man. I got to get some of that. I saw they had like a little commercial, like a little ad on Facebook. And I was like, you know what? That's got my name all over it. I could feel it. I can feel it. So when I try it, I will let you guys know how it tastes. I will. All right, back to the story at hand here. Going still south of the border. I need to stop with these corny jokes. I really do. Yes, there's Old Bay queso, but yes, we're also talking about what's going on south of the border because Senator Chris Van Hollen, Senator Cory Booker, they say they are on their way to El Salvador basically for photo ops, but they say they're going to check on the status of Mr. Garcia, who was deported to the El Salvadorian prison for allegedly having ties to MS-13. And many of you want to weigh in on this. I've got Joe in Canton. Joe, what say you?
Actually, you guys are being very, very nice to Chris Van Hollen. Way too nice. The commander-in-chief declared this gang as a terrorist organization, enemy of the state. That means every one of them could be rounded up from prison and put in a black site, wherever it is, and nobody can say a word about it. All right. Van Hollen's going down to release a prisoner that is sworn to rape, murder, and dismember anybody he feels like doing. That's what the gang motto is. Be an MS-13 person. As soon as he tries to supersede the president's will and negotiate the release of an armed combatant, he should have the military police right there at airport. So Van Hollen steps off that plane, arrest him for treason and for dereliction of duty.
Yeah, no, I
right
agree.
Right in the prison with him and put Maryland right in the spotlight again for news around the country as first state to arrest a sitting senator for treason.
Yeah. You know what, Joe? I think something is going to happen down there. And I know I was joking earlier about getting my popcorn ready, but I don't believe that they're just going to walk away from trying to. And you know what? First of all, I don't think they're going to let them actually on the premises there when it comes to that prison. But even so, I don't think they're just going to let them walk away after doing whatever it is photo ops that they're taking, because I don't think the president of El Salvador is taking too kindly of this either.
He can't. He can't. He's got his political power. MS-13 wants to take that country over. They want, so does Taekwondo and all the other gang, cartels and everything. They got to be strong on them or else they're going to get overrun and the cartels are going to be running their countries.
Yeah.
They know what they have to do to them.
Yeah. Yep. No, I agree, Joe. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Kim.
Thank you. I mean, look, a lot of you are calling in, making great points here. I was also just sent a photo, like a screenshot from a friend named Tim. And Tim showed where Delegate Nick Allen, where we were talking about him yesterday with Glenn Gilhar. Delegate Nick Allen, he has a post out now with the video of Senator Chris Van Hollen speaking, saying, "This is what leadership looks like." Delegate Nick Allen, I just want to let you know, in case you weren't aware, but we're coming for your seat, buddy. I don't know how much easier you want it to make it for us, but we're definitely coming for your seat. I got some more people that want to weigh in here. I got Todd in Kent County. Todd, what say you?
Hey, Kim. Good morning. You notice how Chris Van Hollen, when he's talking, he gets high-pitched at the end of his sentences, like he can't even believe the own stuff coming out of his mouth. He sounds like Ron Burgundy from Anchorman. You notice that?
I didn't notice. I'll have to go back and take a look at it, but I believe you.
Yeah, he can't, like he's looking around, his voice goes up high, like, is everybody believing this? Am I getting away with this? It's just going to be a complete waste of a trip, but that's their MO. They spend money however they want, and
yeah,
they don't care the optics. They don't care if it's morally right, because they've been morally bankrupt for such a long time.
Well, Todd, let me ask you this, Todd, before you go. What do you think is going to happen when he gets down there? Do you think they're going to let him inside the prison or to talk to Mr. Garcia at all? I don't think they're going to let him do it.
Oh, I think they will. I think it'll be a whole, you know, happy rainbow hands holding, and they're going to welcome him in, and, you know, they're going to have a nice steak dinner, and it's all going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, really? All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on it. Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks. All right. Well, he was joking, right? That was sarcasm. Brian, was that sarcasm? It was, yeah. Okay. So, yes, I do believe that the president of El Salvador has already made it very clear to anybody. You know what? I wonder if he gets out of the airport now that I think about this. Do you think Senator Chris Van Hollen makes it out of the airport in El Salvador? I don't. You know what? I got to Google this. What is the airport down there? I'll take a look at it. While I do that, let's hear from Tim in Baltimore. Tim, what say you on this issue?
Well, there's a lot of hurdles that Van Hollen has to overcome first. He has to get a visa, okay? All right, that means someone had to go to the El Salvadoran embassy, get a visa for him. If he's not issued a visa and he tries to fly commercial, he won't be allowed to board a flight because they check for those things before you leave the country. Two, if he goes down there, there's all kinds of things to do. Me, personally, if I was Bukele, I'd welcome him with open arms, give him a tour of the palace, shake his hand, thank you very much, but make it plain that you're not going to interfere with the sovereignty of my country, and have a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly how it should go down, Tim. I just wonder, you know, we're talking about, we'll play some sound here in a second from Senator Cory Booker. Why do you think they decided to take separate trips down to El Salvador?
I put it this way. Cory Booker's got his own problems with Pelosi always in his knickers and everything else. So, I mean, who knows? And I don't know when Van Hollen's up in, like, 26, right? So I can't wait for the commercials.
Yeah. That's true. That's true, Tim. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. It is good. That's why I said I have my popcorn ready. And I know that sounds, it probably sounds a bit harsh. It probably sounds a bit harsh. But I think that Senator Chris Van Hollen, I think he believes that he's like somebody, right? Because he feels like he's somebody here. I've noticed the elected officials in Maryland, because they don't really have much competition from the GOP, because, you know, the voters are all vote blue no matter who most of the time. I think they truly believe they are, like, you know, great. You know, I think that they believe that they're amazing elected officials, that so many people respect them. But in reality, if you go to any other state and you mention Senator Chris Van Hollen or anybody else, nobody knows who you're talking about. If you went to another state, any state in this country, and you asked them about Congressman Glenn Ivey, they would look at you with two heads. But here in this state, they believe that they are popular elected officials and they're doing a great job. They're not. And this is what I talked about before with the Democrats in Maryland. And that's why it's so hard to believe that it's so hard to beat them, because they're all very mediocre. Like, think about it. Has any Democrat in the state done anything significant where you're like, wow, that's amazing? I guess I would give it to one person, State's Attorney Ivan Bates. State's Attorney Ivan Bates, even though you got Mayor Brandon Scott trying to take the credit here, State's Attorney Ivan Bates, along with former Attorney Eric Barron, I think they did a great job cracking down on the drug cartel, human trafficking, drug trafficking, and so many other things in a very short time in the Baltimore City region. Other than that, when it comes to the Democrat elected officials, I can't point to any others. I can't. You know, what they've allowed to happen with the budget here in the state of Maryland? Whew! If this was in a state where they actually had competition for those seats, they would all be out. They would be gone. But because it's all about vote blue no matter who, they, you know, they're sitting pretty. And you know what? Actually, and I think I mentioned this before the break, you know, our next topic is on that specifically, because I do believe there are some Maryland voters that are starting to wake up, especially now that it's hitting their back pocket. But I even think when it comes to the crime and violence and what's going on with these juveniles, I think, honestly, and this is why I give the props to the Republicans in Annapolis, the messaging was so good this year. It was so good. There are so many Democrat voters that are scratching their heads and they're saying, wow, Governor Westmore, you know, we hear him blaming President Trump, but it is clear that President Trump hadn't even taken the oath for office, and we were already in this $3.8 billion deficit. We were already talking about taxes and fees. And even the year prior, you had Governor Wes Moore add over 300 more fees to all of these different things that affected everybody, no matter their socioeconomic status. And so I think it's coming. It's coming. Is it coming as soon as, you know, this next election cycle? Maybe not. But it is coming. I think we're right behind New Jersey in getting it done. I've got Alan in Pasadena. Alan, we were talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen taking his big trip with Dora the Explorer down El Salvador.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I hope they keep him, teach him a lesson. But I actually called. He's got like four offices, and I left him. You know, I was respectful and all that, but I got my point across. Two is I don't hear a whole lot of points being brought up by, I guess, Trump's or Republican side of this issue is that my understanding in 2019, by his own admission, he was a gang member. So why aren't we beating that horse to death when they bring up, you know, man of the year, family man of the year on this guy? And secondly, I would say any moving company, I've seen so many trucks going down the road. Me and my family are out of here within the next year. We can't take this anymore. You know, they're fighting for criminals. They're taxing us to death. I don't understand why Maryland residents are not, you know, seeing things the way they really are. Yeah. But you made a good point, you know, about earlier about Van Hollen, and I forget, it kind of escaped me there, but I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on why aren't we, you know, bringing up that point of two judges, one immigration judge had already ordered him to leave.
Right.
Why aren't we, you know, kind of standing on that point instead of, you know, just saying, okay, go do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those are great points there, Alan. And, you know, when you're saying that you're looking to move out of Maryland, I think there's a lot of people, like you said, you see a lot of moving trucks. A lot of people feel the same way. But you're right. We should be talking more about, you know, what transpired in his previous court case. That's why it's confusing that Senator Chris Van Hollen said that he didn't have a criminal history, because he obviously did. That's why he was in court previously. So it's, right. You know, I guess they're just trying their best to muddy the waters. But thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. I mean, it is, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. And we know what they're doing. Because Senator Chris Van Hollen is on the way to El Salvador with his backpack. Now I keep thinking about Dora the Explorer. Now, okay, but I also want to play this out for you because this is Senator Cory Booker, and I know this is why I mentioned him. He also said that he's going to El Salvador. Take a listen.
Do you think the Trump administration is defying a court order?
It certainly appears that they are, and they're trying to play too cute with parsing words. The court has ordered the return of this person and that the Trump administration should do it. They're paying an authoritarian leader in El Salvador to hold people in the worst imaginable types of prisons that he has sent there without any due process. And this isn't just about Mr. Garcia. This is about every American understanding that this president is making an assault on the due process rights that are afforded to people in our country. Everybody from Anton Scalia to other conservative think tanks have said very clearly, you cannot disappear people off American streets. We are a nation of rules, and due process is clearly one of them. And to erode the due process rights of anyone is a threat to the due process rights of everyone. This is a democratic slippage, and we all should be speaking out against it.
All right, that was Senator Cory Booker, and you heard there, he started out when, you know, the interviewer said, you know, asked him, do you believe that Trump broke any laws here when it comes to deportation and you know, obviously securing Mr. Garcia and bringing him back? And the first thing he says is, well, it appears so. That's what you say when you're, again, trying to muddy waters. It appears so. Yeah, they have no idea what they're talking about. But they're grandstanding anyways. He also said after that, you know, President Trump was trying to play too cute. I made a note of this because, look, I don't care what anybody's sexual orientation is. I don't really care. But it's so funny to me because I don't know a single straight grown man that would say right now in this moment that President Trump is playing cute. Brian, the producer, I don't know. They said he's dating Rosario Dawson. I can't believe it. I'm not going to go there, but I just can't believe it. I got some text messages to go to, so I'll do that. Let's see. I've got Marty. Of course, our friend Marty says the Salvadorian man in his 2019 hearing claimed his life would be in danger from a rival gang if he returned to El Salvador. Why would there be danger from a rival gang if he wasn't in a gang? Keyword, rival. Right. That's exactly what our last caller said as well, Marty. You're correct on that. Let's see. Joe, is this our friend Joe? Yeah, Joe in Baltimore says, dictator President Bukele came to the White House dressed like Juan Wick. Is that, am I saying this correctly? Juan Wick. I don't know. You might be referring to a movie, Joe, and I just don't know movies, and I apologize for that. He goes on to say, and for the third time in a few days, I heard Trump say that he'll be sending American citizens with no day in court. Now, I did go back, because you mentioned that before, Joe. I did go back, and I did listen to some of the sound bites there, and it seemed to me that he was talking about those that came to the country, received their citizenship, but was also still involved in gang activity. I could be wrong on that, but when you mentioned it before, I did try to look into it because I do care to make sure that I get things right here. Coming up next, we'll continue on this conversation. Still have like 25 text messages to go through. Obviously, again, this is a huge topic, so we'll do that when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
China's going to realize that they're going to want access to American markets, and they're going to want to make a deal. The only question is how deeply they paint themselves into a corner before that moment finally dawns on them. And in the meantime, I think the most critical thing that the president can do and his administration can do and his economic team can do is to get with those 130 countries and sign deal after deal after deal, and Americans will be able to create a new normal, is that you don't no longer get to rip off the United States, take advantage of us, and frankly abuse the American consumer and American workers and the country in general. And I think everybody in the end will be better off, and they'll adjust to the new normal. It just takes a while for people to wrap their minds and heads around a new idea.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, I'm going to get to the rest of these text messages here on this topic. And that topic, in case you're just joining us, is basically about Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen. He is on his way to El Salvador this morning. And like I said, a last-minute trip like that, I know he paid double. I know he did. And it was with our taxpaying dollars. Do you think he's flying commercial or private? The more and more I think about this, because if you go down and you think that you can actually get Mr. Garcia out of this El Salvadorian prison, I guess I would fly private, hoping to get him. Because, you know, as a caller pointed out, you know, then you have all these problems in a, you know, an airport with TSA. And I think when you're flying private, sure, you still have to go through the proper process, but it's a little different. I don't know. We'll see. I also believe that Senator Chris Van Hollen thinks that he's a lot bigger than what he really is. And I think he's going to get down there and get like the strong arm, kind of like the, what is that where they don't let you buy in football? What is that called? Would they put the arm out? What is that called? I don't even remember. Oh my gosh. This is how old I am. The clotheslining. You know what I'm talking about? Is that right? No. That's not what I'm talking about. Brian, the producer, is like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Anyways, I think what's going to happen is Senator Chris Van Hollen is going to get up to the prison gate and they're going to tell him to turn around. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think he's going to be embarrassed. And I don't know why he would make this trip. His staff has sent him on a journey with no positive outcome. I don't know why they would do that. Anthony in text line says he's not an American citizen. He doesn't have the right. He just has a right to work here temporarily. He is in his country. Let them deal with it. Yeah, Anthony, you know, you and me both. That's how I feel about it. It really is. Let's see. Teresa says, so anyone who wants to see the man in El Salvador, we will fly them there and let them go. The security should not be allowed to escort them off the plane, and we will see just how many have the guts to get off that plane. Let El Salvador provide the security, and we can just sit and watch. That's a, you know what, Teresa? I'd like to see that happen, too. Because you know he's flying with all kind of security paid for by us, the taxpayer. But that's a good idea. Coming up next, I will read some more of these texts because a lot of you weighed in on this. I love it. Stiff arming? Is that what I was trying to say? I don't know. Let's forget I said anything about that. Can we delete that? Are we live? Coming up next, we'll continue on this conversation. Also, the AG in New York, Letitia James, she's in some hot water. Interesting. A lot of projection from that woman. We'll talk about that as well.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The